You are Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast on the Houston Rockets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to a special bonus episode of Locked On Rockets. I'm your host, Ben Dubose with Sports Talk 790. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I was not planning on doing a post-game show tonight. With this game being so late, it's after 1 a.m. now, I was going to talk about it tomorrow. We all anticipated that this was a loss, just as, you know, we all expected when the schedule came out. Fourth game of a five-game road trip at Golden State against a rested Warriors team. 16-2 going into the game, one of the more talented rosters in NBA history. And, wow, despite all those factors, the Rockets found a way to get a win. Rockets win 132-127. They're now 12-7 on the year, 3-1 on the road trip. And I said it as the game concluded. I don't think it's a stretch to say that's one of the more meaningful wins, regular season wins, in Rockets history. Now, I'm certainly not going to compare it to playoff games. At the end of the day, teams are decided by winning championships, and any win that contributes towards that is going to be a lot more meaningful. But as far as regular season goes, 1 of 82, you're going to find very few bigger than that, not just because of the statement the Rockets made, but because of the resolve they showed, and I think the effect that it has on the team's confidence playing with one another. That was the complete opposite of the Rockets we saw from a year ago, when they would take a punch, and it was as if they expected something to go wrong. This team, it was basically them expecting, you know, to find a way. The Rockets didn't even play their best game. Harden was 8 of 23, although he did have a triple-double, of course. 29 points, 15 rebounds, 13 assists. They just showed a lot of resolve, a lot of fight. And even though the Warriors took a lead late in the fourth quarter, even though they took a three-point lead immediately in overtime, they kept fighting, they kept clawing back every time. And, you know, this was a true team win. Yes, Harden had his triple-double. But Ryan Anderson, 29 points, 9 of 17 from the field, 5 of 10 from 3. This is exactly what we talked about from him. And I would point out in the first half, I noted he had a couple of big putbacks in traffic. And if he could ever get going inside the arc, that was going to do so much for him. Yes, he was 5 of 10 from behind the arc. He was also 4 of 7 from inside the arc. All year long, you guys have heard me point out how, you know, inexcusable it is for him to be a 35% shooter from inside the arc, and that the Rockets can't, you know, win big when that happens. Well, he fixed it tonight. He got some big baskets inside, and I think that helped him get going from a confidence standpoint. It's not just making the defense respect the space. It's a matter of getting him going, that he's a complete basketball player, not just a three-point marksman. So I think you saw easily Ryan's best game of the year tonight in Golden State. That was a big sign. Montrezl Harrell off the bench. I did think it was a savvy move to rest Nene on the front end of the back-to-back. I think the Rockets have been doing it on the back end, but the Warriors were going to be a particularly rough matchup for Nene, given his weak lateral quickness. You knew he wasn't going to play both ends, so why not try Montrezl Harrell, who gives you an extra dose of athleticism and movement? And boy, did he ever. 13 points, 10 rebounds, 6 of 10 shooting in 25 minutes. Big night for Montrez. Another big one for Sam Decker. The biggest thing for Sam, he played down the stretch. He played meaningful minutes when the Rockets basically didn't have a five to match that Warriors death lineup. The Rockets essentially had Ryan Anderson as their five, and Sam Decker was the four. So you had, you know, it's increasingly positionless basketball. But I've pointed out that's a couple of times lately that you have seen Decker getting run with the starters. He played closeout minutes Thursday night in Golden State. In Utah the other night, when things went poorly in the third quarter, Ryan had a bad night, so D'Antoni pulled him and put in Decker with those guys. So it's a big night for him, continuation. And then what else can you say about Eric Gordon? He's been fabulous all year. Thursday night, 23 points, 9 of 19 shooting, 4 of 9 from 3. And it's not just that he made shots, the degree of difficulty, that left-handed floater to essentially put the game away in double overtime, just an unbelievable, that's the kind of shot that breaks a team's back, because the Warriors, they clearly wanted this game. You could see with the intensity that they were playing. The crowd wanted it. Certainly Draymond Green wanted it, as his hijinks showed. I mean, this was a game that they really cared about and they wanted, but there were so many times that even though they buckled down in everything they could, the Rockets just came out with the superhuman play when they needed it, and Eric Gordon was a big part of that. Trevor Ariza, He was 0 of 7 from 3, so that's not ideal, but certainly his defense was a key part in this game. Really, a lot of inefficient players for the Warriors. Durant was 12 of 28. Klay Thompson was 4 of 20. Stephen Curry was 9 of 22, but he fouled out. I would say this was a strong game for the Rockets defensively, and even if Ariza didn't hit his threes, he still made a huge contribution in the defensive end. And by the way, how many national writers have you guys noticed? They're, you know, slowly giving credit to Trevor Ariza, because when you look up the metrics, he is grading out as a very good player this year, and it's just an incredible bounce back story for him. Really, Trevor Ariza's a culture guy when you think about it. His contributions go beyond just shooting and defense. He, you know, he's kind of the heart and soul of a team. So when things go poorly, as they did a year ago, and that was bigger than Trevor, that was bigger than any one player, then it's, you know, not shocking to see a culture guy like Trevor slump a little bit. But when things are good, as they are now, that's when you can see the veteran influence of someone like Trevor Ariza. And really, you can also say Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson. Above everything else, it's not about individuals. This was a team win. I spoke earlier about the resolve. I would also point out that for these veterans, this is proof that these guys can be winners. A lot of people, when the Rockets signed Eric Gordon and Ryan Anderson, two guys that have been with the Pelicans the last few years, said, well, are these guys winning players? Sure, they can shoot. You know, they're going to make the game attractive. They're going to space the floor. But can they make big contributions to winning? What I think you guys saw tonight, every player in that rotation was locked in. Every one of them wanted this game, and they made plays beyond just making an open shot. They made the effort plays, the will plays, the things we never saw from the Rockets a season ago, and that's why the Rockets got this 132-127 win in Golden State. And in terms of significance, yeah, I know it's 1 of 82, but let's talk briefly about where the Rockets are now. 12-7, 3-1 on the road trip. Even if they lose tomorrow night in Denver, which it's highly possible. I'm not going to deny the Rockets are going to get into Denver at 5 or 6 in the morning, local time. They're going to be on 4 or 5 hours sleep. A lot of these guys played major minutes. At Denver tomorrow night, 5th game of 5-game road trip, that's going to be tough. You hope maybe some of the guys who did not play tonight, Nene didn't, maybe KJ McDaniels, even Tyler Ennis, one of those guys can sneak you some energy tomorrow. But even if the Rockets lose that, worst case, they came home 12-8, 3-2 on an extremely tough West Coast road trip. You could not be happier with the Rockets than I think this fan base is at this particular point in time. They're a 600 team, and really, you've started to see signs lately, the game in Portland, this game in Golden State, that really a 600 team might be underselling it. This could be a team that wins 55 games rather than 50 if they play with the effort and focus that we have seen on this road trip. Because when you look at the 12 of 20, Rockets have a lot of new parts. They've been integrating guys like Gordon and Anderson into the offense. And as far as the breakdown, 14 of the 20 have been on the road. They've only had 6 home games. So this is an opportunity for the Rockets. If they get home at 12-8, God forbid, 13-7, which is possible, they can somehow win that game in Denver. Schedule eases up, a lot more home games in December and January, a couple of very weak stretches against no real contenders. Boy, you could see the Rockets all of a sudden, instead of being a team that fights for 50 games, maybe home court in the first round, all of a sudden, maybe with James Harden in MVP form and up and down the roster, a deep bench, boy, you could see them challenging for 55 wins. Big picture, I mean, this was a great game for the Rockets. They're not going to beat the Warriors 4 out of 7. I'm not going to get crazy because some of the performances, especially Gordon, Anderson, Montrezl Harrell, I doubt they're going to do it every night. So I'm not going to get carried away and say they're the Warriors equal in a playoff series or anything like that. However, it shows you the potential in a given game. And if you have that potential in a given game to do what the Rockets did tonight against a rested Golden State team playing at full strength, boy, there's a lot more things you can do than simply win 45 to 50 games. This can be a very, very good team. Last thing before I try and get a little bit of sleep, at least, before getting ready for a, I think Friday's going to be a high coffee day for everyone in Houston. This is the kind of game, it does make you think a little bit about just how necessary Giannis Antetokounmpo is. That's not a shot against him. If you want to listen to that, I did a full podcast on his situation. Nets seem on the verge of signing him to an offer sheet. We're likely going to hear that being finalized on Friday morning. Montrezl Harrell, We went over his stat line, 13-10. Rockets trusted him to play big minutes down the stretch in double overtime, and certainly he got it done. He held his own even against Draymond Green. But you look at the role. Right now, where would Monty Unis upgrade? He's certainly not going to upgrade Sam Decker. Rockets are thrilled with those minutes. And I don't think he's going to upgrade Clint Capella either, who continues to improve. This was not a great game for Clint Capella, but it's not really a matchup for him. The Warriors have a way of getting everyone out of the traditional center lineups. As far as Monty Unis, if there's one guy in the rotation that he might upgrade, it's Nene, because he's a little better post player and he's probably a lot better defensive player. But all of a sudden, if you feel like Montrezl Harrell can develop into that kind of player internally, then that does affect how much risk you're willing to assume with Monty Unis' contract, because it is a risk. If you match an offer from Brooklyn, you know, you are banking on him playing up to that contract so that you can eventually move it if you need to create that salary cap room to go after a marquee player in July 2017. So it's a gamble, and also it's not just a matter of him earning it, but there's going to be limited minutes. Can he prove worthy of that? There are a lot of big questions, and if you have a young player like Montrezl Harrell, then maybe you don't want to risk, what if Monty Unis doesn't pan out? What if you can't get rid of his salary? Because, yeah, big picture, if you bring back Monty Unis, it's an incremental upgrade now, but it's a sizable risk to future offseason flexibility. And if you think Montrezl Harrell can give you those kind of minutes internally, boy, I just don't know if it's worth the risk. Another thing on Demo I should point out that I was not fully aware of when I did the prior show. David Wiener, a.k.a. Bema Thug, pointed out to me that while certainly trade value is going to be a big part of it, Monty Unis, if he signs this restricted free agent deal with the Nets and were the Rockets to match, he would have full veto power over trades for a full year. I was under impression he would have veto power for the NBA calendar, basically through June 30th. In reality, according to David, who I will definitely defer to on collective bargaining agreement issues because he's a CBA expert, it's not just the NBA calendar year, it's a full calendar year, which means the Rockets would not be able to deal him next July without his consent. Now, that doesn't kill a deal, because certainly there are some contracts that are so friendly that the Rockets would take the risk and say, you know what, he's enough of a value that we can work with him to find a preferred destination. But if it's on the fence, and it's a situation where they are uncertain as to exactly what kind of value proposition he would have, then not being able to have full control over his tradability next July can potentially be a very real consideration for Daryl Morey, especially if you have someone young within the system like Montrezl Harrell already fighting for those same minutes at the five spot. Anyway, we'll cover that another day. That's off the court. Monty Unis has not been a player for the Rockets really since last April in the playoffs against the Warriors. Rockets obviously have a lot of very qualified players on the court right now, as evidenced by this enormous win over the Warriors in Golden State. And really, I'll just wrap up by restating what I've said throughout this podcast. Great win, one of the better ones, really, in non-playoff Rockets history, I would think. Just the resolve they showed every time the Rockets dealt with a punch from Golden State, they were able to punch back. They had an answer, and it wasn't just James Harden playing Superman. It was contributions up and down the roster. This was a chemistry win. It was the exact opposite of the Rockets we saw a year ago. So if you've been waiting, if you have not fully bought into these Rockets, this is the night. Buy in. The Rockets are for real. 132-127 winners at Golden State. Now 12-7 on the year, 3-1 on the road trip, finishing it up in Denver on Friday night, and then back to Houston Monday night against the Boston Celtics. I'd expect that to be a very lit crowd at Toyota Center because, wow, the Rockets deserve one hell of a welcome when they get back home after this road trip. Anyway, I'm going to try and get a little bit of sleep now to try and somehow survive through midnight or so tomorrow night. Rockets have another late game in Denver, so I'll wrap up. Thanks to all of you guys for listening. I'm Ben Dubose. You can follow me at Ben Dubose. This is Locked On Rockets. You can follow the show at Locked On Rockets. And you can always email the show at LockedOnRockets@gmail.com if you've got questions for me or if you would like to inquire about potentially becoming a sponsor of this show in the weeks ahead. Thanks to each of you for listening. And for now, just enjoy the win. You're not going to find many sweeter than this. So when you wake up, even if you're a little tired, put a smile on your face. Enjoy it. Your Houston Rockets are for real. On that note, I'm signing off. Talk with you again tomorrow. Have a good night.
Is that the new iPhone?
Yeah, got it on T-Mobile. Fastest iPhone deserves America's fastest LTE network.
Introducing the amazing iPhone 8. It's the best iPhone yet, now on America's best unlimited network. For a limited time, save up to $300 on the amazing iPhone 8 after 24 monthly bill credits. And now join T-Mobile's iPhone upgrade program for free.
Eligible trade-in and finance agreement required. If you cancel service, you may lose promo credits. Contact us for details. Video at 480p. Small fraction of users over 50 gigs per month may have reduced speed. See store for details.